Today's shiur is in Masechtas Brachos Talmud Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph Amud Beis. We will begin with the top line, with the first word on the line, Isa. The Gemara is asking a question on that which we have said on Amud Aleph. The Gemara said on Amud Aleph that our Mishnah says that the Chiyuv Kriyat Shema to read Kriyat Shema at night begins from the time that Kohanim are nichnas lechol b'trumasin, from the time that Kohanim enter into eat truma, which is tzeis. Rav Chiya said in the Tosefta that the chiyuv kriyat shema to read kriyat shema at night begins at a different time, from the time that the derech of bnei adam is to be nichnas lechol pitan b'leilei Shabbos, on Friday nights when people begin eating their Shabbos suda. Whatever time that is the chiyuv, that is the zman where one has a chiyuv to begin reading kriyat shema every night of the week. V'tani Allah, on Amud Aleph, we learned on that, Krovim Divrayim Liyoshavim. The two Shitas, the Shita of our Mishnah, the Chiv to read Kriyat Shema begins, Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasan Lechol B'Trumasan, which is Tzeis, and Rav Chiya Shita, that the Chiv Kriyat Shema begins, Mishasha Derech B'nei Adam Nechnasan Lechol Pitan B'Leil Shabbos. These two Shitas are Krovim Liyoshavim. The words of Rav Chiya and the words of our Mishnah are similar, meaning that the Zmanim are not so far apart. On this, the Gemara asks on Bebez, and here we begin. Isa Chami, the Gemara is asking a question. It's saying, come and see. Come and see. There's a question with what we have said. Misho Shakaihanim Nechnasin Luchal B'Chumasin Yimamahu V'im Kaichvayahu. That the Zman of our Mishnah, the Chi of Kriya Shema begins at Seis, when Kohanim enter in to eat Truma, is Yamamahu, it is day, V'im Kaichvayahu, and it is night. Meaning that it's Seis. Immediately when night begins, at the end of the day, Yamamahu, V'im Kaichvayahu, at the end of the day, when the stars begin to come out, that's when Kohanim can now be nichnas, can now enter in to begin eating truma. That's Etzei Kohavim. Whereas the Shita of Rav Chiya, which was Misha Shederech B'nei Adam Nichnasan Lechol Pitan B'Leilei Shabbos, from the time the Chiya of Kriya Shema begins, from the time that it's normal for people to enter in to eat their pas on Leil Shabbos, Shavetarti Leil Yehu. It is 1 or 2 hours into the night. So asks the Gemara, how can we have said that the words of Rav Chiya and the words of our Mishnah are Krovim Liyoshavim, that they're almost equal? There seems to be a lapse of time of 1 or 2 hours between the two Shitas. Va'at Amrit, and you're telling me Krovim Devreim Liyoshavim, that the two Shitas are almost equal? Rav Yosi came and answered this question. He said, Tipater, we must explain that which Rav Chiya said, Mishah Shebnei Adam Nechnasin, to be eat their pass on Lel Shabbos, are not talking about regular people. Regular people, true, will begin eating their Friday night Suda 1 or 2 hours after Tzeis. What Rav Chiya was referring to were the special people of Be'ilein Kofranaya Tikikaya, the people of the small villages, Durchehoin Mistalka Aduhu Yamama, that they finish their malacha while it is still day, and therefore the beginning of the Suda for them is much earlier because they had time to prepare the food. Durchehoin Mistalka Aduhu Yamama, their malacha has ended. While it's still day, that it's already prepared from before the Suda of Friday night, and therefore, when they enter in to eat their Suda on Friday night, it's very quickly, that occurs almost immediately after Tzeis. So therefore, in truth, it is true that Rav Chiya, who said Mishasha Nichnas Bnei Adam Lechol Pitan B'Leilei Shabbos, and the Shita of our Mishnah, which said that Zman Kriya Shema of Arvis begins Misha shenichnasin hakayhanim lechel betrumasin baitzis. Those two shitas are actually almost equal, because Rav Chiya was not referring to regular people; he was referring to the bnei kfarim, the small village people that were makdim their Friday night sudas, and therefore they began eating close to tzeis. Continues the Gemara. Tani, we learned in a brisa, Hakari kaidem lachem lo yatsa yedei chavasa. Someone who reads Kriya Shema before the zman of Kriya Shema begins. For example, in our Mishnah Shita is that zman Kriya Shema begins from the time that Kohanim are nichnas lechol b'chumasan, meaning tzeis. If someone would read Kriya Shema before tzeis, lo yatsa yedei chavasa, would not be yatsa yedei eschiv. Im kain lama kari noisa bebeis achneses. So if that's true, why do we read it in the Beis HaKnesses? Bizmana Gemara, the Gemara was very often that people would read, go daven Ma'ariv in the Beis HaKnesses, and they would read Kriya Shema, they would daven Ma'ariv before Tzeis. So ask the Gemara, what's the point of reading Kriya Shema in the Beis HaKnesses if one is not Yotze, Yodei Hizchiv? Amr Rav Yaisi answered, it's true. One does not read Kriya Shema in the Beis HaKnesses before Tzeis in order to be Yotzei Yischiv. Because, like we said in the Braisa, someone who reads Kriya Shema before Tzeis is not Yotzei Yedei Yischiv. Ella, the whole point of reading Kriya Shema in the Beis HaKnesses is Kedei Lamud B'Tfilah Mitaych Devrei Torah. There's a special inyan in order to stand in Tfilah Mitaych Devrei Torah, that one should begin davening Shmona Esrei while reciting words of Torah. Therefore, Chazal were mesaken, one should read Kriya Shema in the Beis HaKnesses even if he is reading before Tzeis. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Lamed Hei explains that Bizman HaGemara, the reason that they would be mespalel Tfilas Ma'ariv before Tzeis was for two reasons. First of all, many times if they would wait to be mespal Ma'ariv after Tzeis, people would not come to shul because it would be a tircha to come to shul after Tzeis. They already came before Tzeis to daven mincha. They would go home. And then after Tzeis, they would have to come back to daven Ma'ariv. Very often, they would not want to come back, and they would stay home. And would come out, they would not be mespalel Tfilah B'Tzibur. Moreover, besides the fact that they're going to miss out Tfilah B'Tzibur, there were Ami Ha'aretz who would not, if they would not be mespalel B'Tzibur, they wouldn't be mespalel at all. And therefore, Bizman HaGemara, it used to be that they would daven before Tzeis, like the Shita of Rav Yehuda that holds, from Plag Mincha Ulamaila is considered Arvis to be Mespalel Tfilas Ma'ariv. And we say in Siman, it says, in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Lama Gimel, it says that it's Mutter to be Simach on the Shita of Rav Yehuda B'Shas Adchak. And since in Tfila is considered Laila, the minig was that it'd be Kairi Kriya Shema then as well. Even though it's the Leika Hilchas Alarei Paiskim, this is still what they did. Now the question is that in the end of the day, we're saying that L'inyan Tfila, they daven before Tzeis. L'inyan Kriya Shema, they also said Kriya Shema before Tzeis. Tfila, presumably, they were Yaitse. Kriya Shema, they were not. And explains the Yerushalmi, the whole reason of saying Kriya Shema was only in order to be Lamud B'Tfila Mitaych Devrei Torah. But the question is, what about Birchas Kriya Shema? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that even though they were not Yotze Kriya Shema, still they were Yotze the Brachas. And the Brachas are not considered Brachas L'Vatala. Because the Ikar of the Brachas, explains the Mishnah Berurah, is not primarily a takana, dafka l'kriya shema, it's not specifically for Kriya Shema. It's true, Chazal were Simach, the brachos next to Kriya Shema, and we call them Birchas Kriya Shema. However, even without being Yotze Kriya Shema, one can still be Yotze Birchas Kriya Shema. Continues the Gemara. Rav Zeira b'shem Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Zeira said, in the name of Rav Yirmiyah, Safek Beirich al Mezainai, Safek Loi Beirich. If let's say someone is Mesopek, whether he benched after eating, Tzarech Levarech, he has to go back and bench. Misafek, Dechsev, it says in the Pasuk, V'achalta v'savata v'erachta. This is the regular klal which we know, Safek diraisa l'chumra. There's a Safek, if one is Mesopek, whether he did a chi of diraisa, he must go back and do it to make sure that he for sure did it. There's a chi of diraisa to bench, V'achalta v'savata v'erachta. After one eats, and one is satisfied, one must bench. So therefore, if one is mesupik whether he benched, one must go back and bench. Safek hispal. In contrast, if let's say someone is mesupik whether he's mespal, safek lo hispal, or he's mesupik, was he mespal, or was he not mespal? Al yispal. The halacha is one should not go back and daven. Presumably, shitas Yerushalmi over here is that tefillah is drabbanon. And because tefillah is derabbanon, we know the regular klal of safek derabbanon lakula, and therefore one does not have to go back and daven. Udelaik Rav Yechanan, and this is not like the shita of Rav Yechanan. The Amr Rav Yechanan, Rav Yechanan says, "V'levai sheyispal adam kol hayam kula." If only it would be that a person would daven the entire day. According to Rav Yechanan, it's a maila. It is considered praiseworthy to be mespalel the entire day. V'levai, if only it would be, she'espalel adam kol hayam kulo. Lama, why? She'ein tefila mafsadis. There's nothing wrong with davening extra. So, the Gemara is saying that, true, safek derabbanon lakula, and therefore one does not have to daven again, but according to Rav Yechanan, if there's nothing wrong with davening again, why would one not daven again? Clearly, if we're telling someone al yispal, do not daven again, we seem to be saying, not like Rav Yechanan, that it is not considered praiseworthy to daven another tefillah. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Kuf Zayin explains in Sif Katan Gimel that we hold tefillahs are keneged tmidim tiknum. The tefillahs that we are mispalel, shachris and mincha, are keneged the tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel ben arabayim. If someone would be mispalel an extra tefillah, it would be like being makriv another tamid, l'shem chayva, which is aser mishum bal taisif. And therefore, we hold al yispalel one should not daven again. Continues the Gemara, safek kara, safek laikara. So those two aforementioned chiyuvim are clear. When it comes to benching, if someone is mesupik about birchas hamazon, he should be mevarech. If someone's mesupik about tefillah, he should not be mespal. The question is, what about kriya shema? Safek kara kriya shema, safek lo kara. Should one go back and read? Presumably, the Yerushalmi is mesupik, as explained by the Sefer Haredim. Presumably, the Yerushalmi is mesupik whether the kri of kriya shema is the Yeraisa, or is it the Rabbanan? And the Gemara brings a raya. Neshmeina min hada. Let's hear a raya from this. Hakayr kaidem lachin lo yotzi yedei chavasa. We said in the brisa I mentioned earlier, towards the top of the Amid, that someone who reads before tzeis, someone who reads kriyashma before tzeis, is not yotzi yedei hischiv of reading kriyashma. V'kaidem lachin lav safeku. Is it not included in Kaidim Lachain before Tseis? Does that not also include the Zman of Safek of Bein Hashmashas? Included in before Tseis is Bein Hashmashas, and that's a Zman of Safek. And we're saying that someone who reads Bizman of Kaidim Lachain before Tseis is not Yotze. So essentially, we're saying that someone who reads Kriyashma by Bein Hashmashas is not Yotze. Vat Amrit, Tsarach Likros, we're saying that one who reads during Bein Hashmashas and not Yotzei Eschiv. Hada Amra, so from here we see the answer to our question. Safek kara, Safik Leikara, if someone is mislepik, whether he read up Kriyashma or not, Tzarech Likrois, he must go back and read. Essentially, Kriyashma is a Chiv Diraisa, and like any Chiv Diraisa, Safik Diraisa Lachomra. Now the Gemara continues with what the Pnei Maisha explains is almost like a Gufa in the Bavli. We're now going to mention that which we have mentioned previously in passing. We're going to delve more in depth. Similar davar mishiyatzo hakochavim, that we mentioned the chiv kriyashma in the Mishnah begins from the time that the kohanim are nichnas lechol b'chumasan. Similar davar, and that zman of when the kohanim enter into chuma is mishiyatzo hakochavim. If one wants to know when kohanim are nichnas lechol b'chumasan, one can look towards the kohanim to figure that out. Similar davar, a simon for this matter is mishiyatzo hakochavim. Va'af al pishein raya ladavar, we're saying that it's a similar davar, but it's not a raya. It's only a simon that kohanim are nichnas lechol b'chumasan. Similar davar that there's a chi of kriyashma, but it's not a raya. There's no raya. There's no raya that the chi of kriyashma begins mishiyatzo hakochavim. Va'afal pishein raya ladavar, zeich ladavar. There is a zeich ladavar. What's the zeicher? Va'anachnu oisim b'molocha v'chetziam machzikim b'ramachim. Me'alois ha'shachar ad seisik l'chavim. And we were doing the work, spears we were grasping in our hands, from alois ha'shachar until seisik l'chavim. From this first pasuk in Nehemiah, Kapitel Dalet, we see that the malacha was done from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis. Uksiv, there's another pasuk which says, V'hoi lanu halayla l'mishmer, v'hayoyim l'malacha. The day was set aside for doing work. So we see, work was done from Alois until Tzeis. The day was set aside for work. It seems that the day starts from Alois and ends by Tzeis, which apparently means that Laila begins by Tzeis, which means that the Chiv to read Kriyashma begins by Tzeis when Laila begins. So from here, the Gemara is saying there is no Raya Ladavar that there's a Chiv Kriyashma by Tzeis, but there is a Zecher that the Chiv Kriyashma begins by Tzeis. And the question is, why is it only a Zecher and not a Raya, Gemura? Explains the Pnei Maisha, because these Psukim are not talking about Kriyashma. And it could be that Kriyashma begins at a different time. It could be Kriyashma begins before Tzeis or after Tzeis. However, there is what the Gemara considers a Zecher, that Kriyashma begins. We have a Zecher in these Pesukim that the Chiyuv Kriyashma begins by Tzeis. Continues the Gemara, Kama Kochavim Yatzu V'yei Laila. How many Kochavim have to come out in order to be considered night? Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Abba bar Papa. Rabbi Pinchas said in the name of Rabbi Abba bar Papa, Kaichav echad vadayim. If it's one star, it's for sure day. Shnayim, if it's two stars, suffik laila, then it's ben ashmashas, it's a suffik whether it's night. Shloisha vaday laila. When it's three stars, when three stars come out, that's laila. And this is the Gemara, which tells us the famous idea that Tzeisik Chavim is when three stars come out. That's when it's considered halachically night. Frekling Gemara, Shnayim Safik, you're telling me that Shnayim is only a Safik? V'haksiv. But don't we have a Pasuk, which we mentioned just previously, from Nehemiah, that says, At Tzeisik Chavim, that when the stars come out, and Chavim is a Lashon Rabbim, it's a plural Lashon. And the Girsa over here in the Pnei Maisha is, instead of Ella, it's V'loi. V'loi mir kochavim shnayim, is it not that the mir kochavim is two? Meaning, we know tefasta meruba loi tefasta. Tefasta mut tefasta. That, let's grab the smallest shear in terms of when you have a regular lashon of kochavim, which doesn't specify how many kochavim, we're going to assume the least amount. So if I tell you, when the stars come out, and I don't tell you how many stars, then the only thing you know for sure is two stars. So we can imply from the pasuk that night begins when two stars come out. The Leimir Kochavim Shnaim isn't the least amount of Kochavim 2. So why are we saying that Shloisha is Laila? We should seemingly say that two stars is night. The Gemara explains, Kadmaya Leimis Chashiv. The first star is not counted because the first star is Vadayim. Therefore, when we say Tseis Kochavim is night, the two stars that make it night are the latter two stars. The first star is not counted. Be'erev Shabbos, and on Erev Shabbos, continues the Gemara, Ra Kaychav Echad, if someone saw one star, Va'asa Malacha, and did Malacha, Pater, he's Pater for the Malacha which he did, because he did the Malacha on Friday. Shnayim, if he sees two stars, so it's a Suffolk. It could be Friday, it could be Shabbos, maybe Ashem Tali, he has to bring a carbon Misuffolk, called an Ashem Tali, for doing a Suffolk Aveiru. Shloisha, if he sees three stars and does a malacha, maybe chatos, he must bring a chatos. Because in this case, he for sure did a malacha on Shabbos. Obviously, he would only be a mechuyev chatos if he did a malacha b'shagig. B'maytsoi Shabbos, it's the exact opposite. Ra kaychav echad, v'asa malacha. And now we go out to the top of Beis Amar Aleph. If let's say he saw one star and he did a malacha, maybe chatos, he brings a chatos because he for sure did a malacha on Shabbos. Shnayim, if he sees two stars, maybe Yashem Tali, he brings a Yashem Tali because he did a Malach Misafik. It could be it's Sunday, it could be a Shabbos. Shloisha, if he sees three stars, so it's for sure Motzei Shabbos already, it's already considered Sunday halachically, and Pater, and therefore he is Pater. We'll continue with the rest of Beis Amar Aleph in the next year.